We're doing Rosh Hashanah, Perek Bet Mishnah Chet, the second chapter, the 8th Mishnah. And the Mishnayot previously told us that the Av Bet Din would interview, the Rosh Bet Din would interview the witnesses and question them, and then if we accept their testimony, declare that we're making the Kiddush HaChodesh. We're accepting their testimony, and the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara, the Mishnah now tells us, Dmut Tzurot Levanot Hayu Lo L'Rabban Gamliel Batavla. Rabbi Gamliel had some kind of tablet on which he had figures of the moon. Uva Kotel, and he also had figures inscribed on the wall. Baliyato, in his attic, Shebehen Maret Hedyotot, that he'd show these figures to the people who were, Hedyot means an average person, people who weren't experts. Ve'omer, and he'd tell him, Hakaze Raita O Kaze, did you see the moon like this or like that? So sometimes you could talk to a person and he knows astronomy, and you could talk to a person and ask him to describe how wide the Levana was, and you see you're understanding one another. And sometimes you see you're not understanding one another, so you have to show him a picture. And here the Gemara discusses how could he have a picture of the moon. We're not allowed to draw pictures of the sun and the moon, and how could he have things inscribed? So that's this Gemara over here on this Mishnah.
What's Batavla?
Tavla is some kind of tablet. So the Mishnah says, Maaseh, a story happened, Shebao Shnaim, the two witnesses came, and they said, Ve'amru, they declared, Reinu Shachit Bamizrach, in the morning we saw the moon in the east. And we said, if you see the moon in the east, that means that it's not yet the Molad, right? The moon is seen in the east, directly before sunrise, that means that the sun hasn't passed the moon yet, you don't have the Molad. So they said, in the morning we saw it in the east, Ve'arvit, and at night they say, Bamarav, we saw it in the west, we saw the new moon. The same day that we saw the old moon, we saw the new moon. And that's an impossibility, because if the sun passed the moon during that 12-hour period of day, then you wouldn't be able to see it that night. It would be too close to the sun and too small that you wouldn't be able to see it that night. It's impossible. So now, these witnesses are telling us really two parts of a testimony. They're saying we saw it in the morning in the east, and we saw it at night in the west. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri yedei shekerim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said they're liars. Kshebao liYavne, but when they came to the Beis Din in Yavne, kiblan Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel accepted their testimony, and Rabban Gamliel was a bigger expert to understand the secrets of how we could calculate the new moon. He was from the family of Nesim, and he had a tradition that Rabban Yochanan ben Uri didn't have. Rabban Gamliel said, "I accept them," and He said, basically, what I'm going to say is that what they thought they saw in the morning, they thought they saw the moon near the sun, must have been something else. They confused it. What they saw at night, they saw right. What they saw in the morning, they were off. They thought they saw the moon. I don't have to deal with that part of their testimony. So that's one understanding as to why Rabbi Gamliel accepted them. And another story happened. And this story happened with regards to the month of Tishrei. So here, Rosh Chodesh is very critical. So two came, Ve'amru Reinu Bizmano, we saw it at its proper time. We saw it on the night of the 29th. And we said, the 99.99 times out of 100, I mean 99.99% of the time, the Rosh Hashanah falls out on the 30th, meaning the month of Elul has only 29 days. And these two witnesses walked in and they said, that night, meaning last night, we saw the new moon, and today, day number 30, is really day number 1. It's Rosh Hashanah. Uveleli buro, so that the following night, the night between the 1st and the 2nd, Matzei Rosh Hashanah, lo nira, no one could see the moon. Everyone was waiting at sunset. They see the sunset, and they're looking for the moon. Now, if you could see it last night, you should definitely be able to see it tonight, right? You have 40 minutes more that you could see the moon, as we discussed. So they should have been able to see it, and no one saw it. Ve'kiblan Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel accepted these witnesses. He made Rosh Hashanah on that day. And even though the next night it seemed like he had made a mistake, that the witnesses were liars, it didn't interest him. He said, fine. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas. Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas said, Edei shekeren. They must be false witnesses. They must be liars. Hech midina leisha sheyalda. How could they come and testify that a woman gave birth, that the new moon was born, ulamachar, and the next day you look at her, kreisa ben shineha, her stomach is still between her teeth. When a woman gives birth, so she loses 8-10 kilo, figure she loses 3-4 kilo on the baby, another 2-3 kilo on the placenta, so she loses a total of 6-8 kilo. So her stomach has to go down. The baby's out. You look at her and you see her stomach is still up here. So that it doesn't make sense. Then she didn't give birth yesterday. So he's saying the same thing about the new moon. If they're telling us they saw the new moon last night, how come tonight no one saw it? Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, so Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya said to Rabbi Dosa ben Arkina, so ani tevarecha, what you're saying makes sense to me. Shalach lo Rabban Yamliel, Rabbi Yamliel heard that we have a problem. He's the Nasi, and even though he's very young, he's very, very young. He's the Nasi that's directly after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. This is Rabban Yamliel, the youngster, right? And Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the small Talmud of Hillel HaNasi. So Hillel lived 100 years before the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And he had a Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a small Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had Talmidim, five major Talmidim, like we know in Pirkei Avot, one of which was Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya was two generations down from Hillel HaNasi. This Rabban Gamliel, who is the Nasi, is five generations from Hillel HaNasi. Hillel, Shimon, Gamliel, Shimon, Gamliel. So he's fifth generation from Hillel. And he's talking to Rabbi Yoshua, who's two to three generations older than him. He's an old man. But Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi, and he has a Masoret that we accept this testimony. And Rabbi Yoshua says, you know what, Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas, what you're saying makes sense to me, that these witnesses are liars. We should not make Rosh Hashanah today. Yom Kippur should really be the next day. Meaning if we say that Rosh Hashanah was on the 30th instead of the 31st, right? That the month of El only had 29 days, so day number 30 is really day one of Tishrei. So then, fine. So then Yom Kippur falls out 10 days later. If I say that Rosh Hashanah is really the next day, even though we didn't see the new moon, but we know the month can't be more than 30 days, so then even though I don't have witnesses, by default I'm going to make Rosh Hashanah day 31, which is really day one of Tishrei, and then Yom Kippur is going to be 10 days after that. So we have a problem, and then it's going to affect Sukkot as well. So Rabban Gamliel hears that Rabbi Yoshua told Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas, what you say makes sense to me. Shalach lo Rabban Gamliel. So Rabban Gamliel sent word to Rabbi Yoshua, the old Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, Gozerani alecha shetavo etzli b'makelcha v'maotecha b'yom kippurim shechal liyot b'cheshmoncha. I decree upon you that you come to me in public with your stick, carrying your stick in public domain, and carrying your money sachet. Everyone's going to see you carrying money on Yom Kippur that comes out on your equation. So he's telling him, I want you to show everyone that you're accepting my ruling. Now, we have to realize that even though there was an argument between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, it only affected the month of Tishrei. It's not like it would affect the calendar forever, because the next month, you have new witnesses, you have a new month. It was an issue of 1 month, but it was an issue over, do we accept the power of the Nesiut? Meaning, there's no Beit HaMikdash, and now the Nasi is our representative instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Rambam writes. The Nasi is taking the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Rabban Gamliel, as young as he is, he's the Nasi, and his tradition is that we can accept this testimony. Rabbi Yeshua has got a problem. Halachum tzo Rabbi Akiva Meitzer. So his student, Rabbi Akiva was a student of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Later on in his life, Rabbi Akiva became so great that he became a Talmid Chaver. That the writer said in Masechet Derech Eretz that look, Rabbi Akiva, who was so smart, once a child walked before Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Eliezer, and he treated them with disrespect. He like took off his yarmulke in front of them. So one of them said he's a mamzer if he has such disrespect. Another one said he must come from a nida if he has such disrespect. And Rabbi Akiva said no, he's both. So they checked it out and it turned out Rabbi Akiva was right. So the Gemara, the Masech Derechelts of their comments, you see how Rabbi Akiva reached a point where he outdid his Rabbim. He's sitting with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, and he was sharper. He was at least a Talmid Chaver. But he began as their Talmid. He began learning by Rabbi Yeshua and by Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. And Rabbi Akiva went and found his Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua, Meitzer, he's suffering. And the Nasi just told him, the day you think is Yom Kippur, you carry your money, you carry your stick and come to me. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva said to his Rebbe to Rabbi Yoshua, yesh li lilmod, I could really derive, shekol ma she'asa Rabban Gamliel asui, that what Rabban Gamliel did is legitimate, it can be done. Shene'emar, because the pasuk says, eile mo'adei Hashem mikrei kodesh asher tikru otam, that you will declare them. These are the set times the holy times that you will declare them. And we derive, why does the Pasuk tell us that you will declare them? You are given the power, the Bet Din. You, the Bet Din, are given the power to declare the set times, ben bizmanan, ben shelo bizmanan, be it at the right time or the wrong time. Even if you're right and Rabbi Gamliel is wrong, if the court declares that the new month began now, even in error, it is the new month. He's right. Yom Kippur falls out the way they declare. The power is in the hand of Bet Din. Eni mo'adot ela elu. We have no set times other than these that the Bet Din declare. And Rabbi Yoshua hears this and he's not ameliorated. Right. Yeah. Just a second. Yeah.
But we had in the Mishnah before, Mishnah Zayin, that that in the case when it, you are out of your time, im lo nireh bizmanu ein mekadeshim oto. So if they have the ability to set the time of the month without, and that has the status as if it's that they set the reality of the new month, why don't they therefore? Why aren't they able to be lekadesh it?
They could. They just choose not to.
Shekvar kidshu shamayim.
That's a different question. What you're asking is really a later Mishnah. This Mishnah means something else, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah is just discussing, do they have a job to declare the new month? Or once the new month is by default the 31st, should they declare it or not? What you're asking is later on, we'll see, that there are times that Bet Din doesn't get a chance to declare the new month.
There it's more an obligation, whether they should or not.
Right, whether they have a mitzvah to declare. That's what Mishnah Zayin is discussing. The Mishnah brings a machloket, whether they have a mitzvah to declare it, if the previous month has 30 days. But that has nothing to do with our Mishnah. That's a different thing. Yeah?
You talk about the Nasi having, like, the last word. Scientists, they come to the Sanhedrin, the witnesses.
So it doesn't say that clearly. In general, that's what makes sense. But really, you need three. You don't need a Sanhedrin. A Beis Din of three declares the new month. Ordinarily, it was a Beis Din of three with the Nasi. But that's something which, Bezrat Hashem, when we learn Sukkah, we will learn the Mishnayot about that. Sometimes it was in Jerusalem, sometimes not. Wherever the Nasi was, they used to go to the Nasi until they abolished that. Technically, it doesn't have to be with the Nasi. The custom was, it made sense. He's the leader. He should decide. But wherever the Nasi was, that's where they'd go. So Rabbi Yeshua is not ameliorated. He goes back to Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas, who was the first one who said, we shouldn't really accept these witnesses. Amar lo, Rabbi Dosa ben Arkina said to Rabbi Yoshua, "Im beinanu ladun achar Bet Dino shel Rabban Gamliel, if we will come and judge after Rabbi Gamliel's court, tzichinanu ladun achar kol Bet Dinu vedin. Then we have to reanalyze what every court has ruled from the time of Moshe till now. We have to reanalyze what every court said. Shamad mi Moshe v'ad achshav, every court that stood from the time of Moshe till now." And how do I know that you don't look over? Once a Bet Din ruled, we accept the ruling and we don't start questioning them. Because the Pasuk says, Vayal Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe and Aaron went up to receive the Torah. They went up to Sinai, Nadav v'Avihu, v'shivim mizikne Yisrael. Nadav, Avihu, and 70 of the elders. V'lama lo nitpashu shmotan shel zkenim? Why doesn't the Torah enumerate the names of the 70 elders? The Torah leaves it as a blank. All 70 elders. Doesn't tell us the names, Ela lelamed, but rather it is to teach us. Shekol shlosha u'shlosha shamdu betin al Yisrael, hareyu kebetino shel Moshe. It is coming to teach us that every set of three that stand as a court over the people of Israel, we treat them like the court of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Torah doesn't tell us who were the 70 elders, so that if you say, well, maybe this betin isn't the greatest betin, so someone will tell you, and the 70 elders in the time of Moshe, how do you know all 70 were at the top? Maybe some of the 70 weren't exactly the greatest. Moshe you had, Nadav, Avihu, what about the 70? So the answer is, we accept them. They're the Bet Din, and they're accepted. By the same token, any Bet Din that is given the position to lead the Jewish people, and they're going to declare the new month, we say they're no worse than the 70 elders. We don't know what level the 70 elders were on. Purposely, the Torah purposely didn't tell us who they were. Yeah?
Something a little bit connected. That is, when everyone has such a tremendous obligation to report when they see a new moon, you know, to report the new month. So much so that we're ready to break Shabbos for that. It seems like half the country would be coming in, you know, to meet with the great, you know, the Nasi or whatever to report the new month. I mean, no, it's like, oh, it would be like all regular, everyone's coming in to report the
Let's take an example from today. If you want to, you could go see Rav Eliashiv on any given day. When was the last time you went?
Never.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't have any obligation. I mean, I don't have a standing obligation to so much so that I have to break Shabbos.
Okay. And even so.
Yeah.
Okay. See, people don't.
There's a mitzvah for children who are going to go to the Beis Din, which is only for the
I don't know. We have to see. I don't know. Natal maklo umotav biyado. So Rabbi Yeshua took his stick. He took his money in his hand. Valach liyavne tzer Rabban Gamliel. He went up to Yavne to Rabban Gamliel. Biyom shechal yom kippurim liot b'cheshbono. On the day after Yom Kippur, the day when he thought Yom Kippur should be, according to his calculation. Amad Rabban Gamliel, when he came before Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel stood up for the old Rabbi Yeshua, unshokol rosho, and kissed him on his head. Amarlo, bo v'shalom Rabbi v'talmidi. He greeted him, come in peace, my Rabbi and my student. Rabbi, you are my Rabbi b'chokhma, because you're much smarter than me. V'talmidi, and yet you are my student, shekibalta devarai, for you have accepted what I've said. Now, if Rabban Gamliel concedes that Rabbi Yeshua is really smarter than him, so why is he telling Rabbi Yeshua what to do? Maybe he should listen to Rabbi Yeshua. The answer is that Rabbi Gamliel had a tradition that Rabbi Yeshua didn't have. There's a concept called sodai bu. There's a secret as to how we calculate when the month is supposed to be. And that secret was passed primarily in the family of the Nesi'im. And Rabbi Gamliel had that tradition much better than Rabbi Yeshua. Even though in other areas Rabbi Yeshua was smarter, when it came to this, Rabbi Gamliel knew he had a tradition that Rabbi Yeshua didn't have. So he stuck to his guns. And with that, we conclude the second parak.